Hello, Patriot Cast fans. This is Andrew. Before I start the show, just a little bit of information. I'm very, very sorry that we didn't have a show last week. We're all very, very busy and things just didn't happen. What was going to happen is Kevin and Matt were going to record Sons of the Patriot Cast because everyone else was busy. They decided to start talking about cardboard boxes. And just as they were about to end the episode, me and Jordan hopped on the show. Kevin decided that it was probably best that the cardboard box episode wasn't going to be aired because, well, how much can you talk about cardboard boxes? So instead, we're giving you this equally as long episode, which took place just after Kevin decided to finish recording the cardboard box episode. So thank you very much for listening and enjoy.
Well, I'm afraid, listeners, we're going to have a slight change of course now. Matt has had to leave me all by myself, I'm afraid. But wait, not quite. Thankfully, to my aid came the wonderful and belligerent, which is probably just a completely random term, and I'll be honest, I just thought it sounded awesome in the spur of the moment. People are Jordan Wyatt and Andy Blythe here to save me and salvage the remaining time left on this podcast. So I'm afraid, listeners, your box needs are at an end. We shall not be talking about them anymore unless they want to add something about it, but I doubt it. So first of all, Jordan, say hello.
Hey guys, it's great to be here. Oh man, I appeared in like a cloud of purple smoke and it's, you know, really bad for the lungs. It's great to be here, Kelvin. And yeah. I can't wait to hear more about boxes.
And back... yes, we'll have plenty about boxes if you want. And yay! Back... He didn't actually disappear. He was just quiet for about half an hour there, just listening in the background. It's Andy Blythe returning. No, say something.
I was sitting there working, and then my Jedi senses told me that the Patriot Cast was in trouble. I sensed the conversation took a dip in quality.
What's that, Leslie? The Patriot Cast is in trouble?
And I decided to try to come to the rescue, but unfortunately Matt had to leave. I look forward to hearing about your conversation about boxes, Calvin.
Being genuine, there are some definitely interesting boxes, and I always like the orange box in Metal Gear Solid 2 myself, but maybe your results vary, Calvin, and I can't wait to hear that.
Well, before we go any further, I'd just like to lay the blame on some people. It is very hard. Yeah. This is the bit where Calvin gets his own back. It is very hard, as both Jordan and Andy know, to host a podcast when your numbers are, you know, minimal. Twos, ones even. It is very hard to have a good, interesting conversation.
It's a minimal number.
Especially when you think that a topic is too big for you to cover, and you think, oh, well, we'll go for a smaller topic. Let's say boxes. Yeah, that should be good. That could be interesting. Only for you to find out it's really not as interesting as you thought it would be. So I'm just here to say that... Hold on. Connor. Matt. Sam. David. Donnie. I blame all of you. This is your fault. Perhaps less than brilliant conversation before could have been averted if you just bothered to show up. But anyway, time for the revenge is over. So we'll move forward.
Before you move off, I'm sorry to kind of gate crash my
own show. Fine.
But I did want to get serious. What you said is completely right. Javier was going to be hosting today, but yeah. he had to go...
He
has a legitimate reason. He's a grown man of a family, so, you know, you can't expect him to do a children's...
What a loser!
Yes. Anyway, we wish all the best to Javier, and hopefully he'll be back next week. We're thinking about you, Javier. We're thinking about
sure
you all the time. Mr. Buster Nut.
Where'd that come from?
that's Javier's surname from now on. We made it up. But to get back...
Hold on. Is this Andrew or is this Donnie? I'm getting confused now.
No. Never mind. Never mind. Javier knows what I'm talking about. But to be honest, and Calvin kindly took up the hosting duties, but there are two main things, okay? And I just have to do this. This is a show for the fans, okay? Right now, it's a slowdown in Metal Gear news, okay? There isn't really any Metal Gear news to talk about. The guys on their end, Sons of the Patriot Cast, are trying to do their best trying to come up with topics and that kind of stuff. It's impossible to come up with topics when people don't turn up. Let's start off with that. So the thing is, I can't be blaming people for not turning up because everyone has their own life and this isn't a job. You know, no one is committed. No one has to be forced to turn up. But this is a community show and we need listener interaction. And right now I've set up the forum. We're getting the forum. This forum has, just a quick look at the statistics. If you're not on the forum, you know, you're probably not going to get in the forum right now if you've been listening all this time and you're still not. So there's no real point in me trying to force you to get on there. There are 25 members on the forum. There are about overall active, when I say active, people that post every day, there are around about 10. So that's a fraction of the thing. Basically, what I want to say is the show isn't doing what its primary purpose is. The purpose of the show was, it was made for the fans, by the fans. That was the old slogan. And the last month or so, there has been no interaction with the show. It's just been us releasing it, and that's it. We don't even know who listens anymore. I know who listens. The co-hosts listen. So the guys who do the show and who aren't on the show listen. So, you know, Jordan would listen to my show with Hannah, or, you know, Calvin, who's not on the show, will listen to mine and Javier's show. So basically, the co-hosts listen to each other's show. And the thing is, there's no point in doing that because we just talk to each other. We don't have to record it. And basically, what I want to say is that, guys, we need feedback back from you, what you like, what you don't like. We need you to interact with us, okay? We need you to participate in the forum. And quite frankly, if this lack of participation continues, I'm going to have to stop the show. Because it's taking all of our time. You know, everyone is busy. You know, Javier's got a family. Calvin has a lot of work to do in school. Jordan has a lot of work to do. He's running his own shows. Everyone's got a lot of work to do. So we try to...
And making parody videos too. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Exactly. We try to devote our time to release this show. But if, quite frankly, no one is listening, then what's the point of us putting the effort into it? Recording, editing, mixing, releasing, you know, maintaining the show, all that kind of stuff. If no one's going to listen, so I don't want to make this sound like an ultimatum, but I guess it has to be. We need user interaction. We need to spread, we need to help, you know, if you enjoy the show, you know, we've done, well, this is like, if we count all the shows, we're at about 60 shows. So we've done over 60 hours of entertainment for you guys. And, you know, if you could please just respond back with an email. It will take you 5 minutes, less than that. If you could just try to support the show by telling your friends, that kind of stuff. Post information about the show on other forums. That's how you spread the word. Just, you know, instead of going around the forum and arguing with some 12-year-old about what's better, Call of Duty, Black Ops, or Modern Warfare 2, just try to spread the word about the show because, you know, we like to think of ourselves as nice enough guys who just like to talk Metal Gear. And if there's no one, if there's no audience, if there's no one to listen to, then there is no point in us doing it. There's no point in us doing the show. So, I mean, I'm sorry to get all down, but, Calvin, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, just, like you said, we can't force the other co-hosts to appear on it. To be honest, I hadn't really thought of it that way. But, like I said before with the boxes thing, we picked a topic that we thought we could handle. I had a topic already in mind, which I thought would have been great. I'd been working on my ideas for this podcast since I found out that I would be hosting it. And it is kind of, you know, it's kind of depressing when no one shows up and you can't do what you've been planning to do because you just don't have the resources to do it. And they don't. Also, I sent out emails to everyone except David because I'm aware David has trouble making it at the moment.
Yeah, I've seen David's Facebook pictures as well, yeah. He's got trouble making it at the moment. And, I've seen all the party photos he's been in. Every day there's like a new photo of him and a bunch of drunk people in the room.
Yeah, and I didn't
severe trouble. Anyway, yeah.
I didn't send one to Jordan because I assumed that he'd be able to make it, but I sent them, you know, to Connor, Sam, Matt, and Donnie and all that. Not one of them replied except Matt, and he actually bothered to show up, which was very good because without him, there wouldn't have been a show. So even
the Calvin show.
But you guys know they do, like, you know, those one-man plays. Okay, now it's Calvin talking about boxes, you know, for half an hour.
But I did a one-man play for the first 17 episodes, and
like, you about boxes.
Like, did I miss those episodes?
Yeah, but yeah, no.
To box or not to box, for that is the question. And
Jordan,
yeah.
Did you want to put something in?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, we're not exactly hostile people, although Donnie definitely is. You know, just a quick drunken tweet would be good enough. You know, like, hey guys, that episode about the box was kick-ass, mate. I love that bloody box. You know, that's all it takes.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we've got like 11 Twitter followers and stuff. It's really not a lot, but, you know, there's no point in me updating my Twitter.
We're no Aston Kutcher.
I'm no Kevin Smith, but there's no point in me updating my Twitter if basically the only people who are going to talk back are Jordan and Javier. That's the only two people that talk back on Twitter. It's Jordan and Javier, and Jordan, and they're both like the two main co-hosts along with Calvin that are on the show. So Jordan, is that it? Did you want to say some more?
I'd just also like to say it's a lovely day here in New Zealand, so yeah, it's cool.
Right, excellent. But, I mean, we'd hate to be down on you guys, but that is just the solid fact, you know. If the numbers keep on decreasing and that, you know, we get no feedback at all and that kind of stuff, then the Patriot Cast will have to stop, you know, it'll have to stop. So, yeah. You know, if you want the Patriot Cast to stay alive, you know, it's not like we're asking you, oh, don't donate a minimum of £5 or $5 to keep the Patriot. No, we're all doing it out of our own time and our own pocket, you know. All we ask for you is to help spread the word. But anyway, I think we should get off this gloomy topic and...
Yeah, we don't want to make the box episode boring, guys.
No, we don't. I'm not even sure if I'm going to release that. I'm going to get the...
Yeah.
I'm going to get the thing back from Kevin and see how good the show is. But let's
you
get
tear it down to the bone if it's boring, Calvin. Yeah. Like, you know,
let's,
like 2 minutes of boxes.
let's get to the main topic. Main topic is it? I just wanted to ask Jordan about what he thinks about Rising being pushed back to 2012. Jordan, we've discussed this with Calvin, but I want to hear your opinion. What do you think about Rising being pushed back to...
Well, as one of the world's, you know, preeminent Rising fans, you know, it's a bloody outrage, you know. I've been looking forward to Rising since forever, it feels. I've always been a fan of Raiden in GS2, and when it seemed everyone online hated him, and it seems apart from really Andrew, also seems to have liked him at the time. It seems everyone hated the guy, and I always was interested in the sword and the deflecting bullets and everything. And Rising sounded like an interesting game. I'm sure it's going to have nothing resembling a story, but it's, you know, an interesting game. And I get it that 2011's, you know, just about 5 minutes away right now. And 2012,
oh,
I mean...
New Zealand is really in a different time zone.
Yeah. We're living in the future, man.
Yes.
2012, though, even for us, that's a long way away. And who the hell knows when it's going to be in 2012? Have they said, like, early 2012 or what? I've just heard 2012. Is what
I think that's the thing. Kotaku's been saying that it's been pushed to 2012.
Yeah, but what I'm meaning is, you know, who the hell knows what that means? And Metal Gear Solid games always seem to be a long time in the making. I'm not even assuming it's going to be, you know, the 1st of January 2012. Mm. And then what if it, you know, hopefully it's a global release like the other, like, four, but imagine if I have to wait like another year in New Zealand because, you know, how the Japanese got it first, North America, then Europe.
Even though you're technically the closest to the Japanese.
Pretty much.
Geographically, yeah.
Mm. So, you know, I'm not thrilled about a damn delay. And from all the demos and things that we've seen demoed, you know, video demonstrations of it. It looks like it should be finished by now, or it looks like it's pretty close to being finished, at least major parts of it, you'd think. All the characters surely have been done. You'd think the voices wouldn't take long to record. The levels, you know, they're just going to make some generic levels, no doubt. It's not like, you know, I'm not expecting so much from it. And I do wonder what's being left. I get that there's testing and things, but from what we've seen from the demos, it looks, you know, pretty much a playable game now, don't you think, Andrew and Calvin?
Yeah. Calvin, you say something.
Oh, please, I talked for long enough on the box episode. I don't need to go into any more. But, yes, just to get it back to boxes, can any of us really imagine Rising in a box? Riding in a box in Rising? I don't think so.
Yeah, but, what box would Riding use? He'd have, like, he'd, like, pick the sword to, like, the peephole bit of it. You're like, one-hit kill.
It'd be a sharp box.
But,
edges in it. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, like a box of bolts, because he's a cyborg, right?
Metal box. But, oh, that'd be kind of cool, actually. Metal box. And if he can, like, sorry, just to go slightly off topic. If he could, like, somehow conduct the electricity that he absorbs, somebody picks it up and just goes zzzz and zaps him. It's an idea. That's we need to propagate that. Anyway, I think that, yeah, it does look... Well, to be fair, you can never say how much it looks finished because you don't know what they're aiming for. To be fair, we haven't seen... What we've seen looks like rehashed bits of MGS4. So I don't know if I'd have to agree that it looks nearly done, but I'd say they should be a good way done, and I don't think that they could have any possible reason for saying, yeah, we're not going to have this done for another 2 years, pretty much. Like, how can you work off that kind of timescale?
I mean, obviously they worked on the tech demos specifically, but those tech demos look complete.
It looks like Metal Gear Solid 4, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's just a new character, really.
It looks like a complete game. I think they basically just worked on that one level, polished it up for presentation, and the rest is just polygons without any texture running around and stuff. Jordan, the floor is yours. Talk.
But what I'm saying is, like, okay, Raiden, they've had the basic design for him for forever. I mean, how long have they been working on this damn thing? And it seems like all the level... Like, we've seen different parts of levels, we've seen different rendered stairs and things, and different bosses, and, you know, they seem to be the bosses that are going to be in it. It's like with Metal Gear Solid 4, we saw that for ages before it came out, and, yeah, I mean, I definitely would expect Metal Gear Solid 4 to be a bigger game than Rising for story and how long it was, all the cutscenes and stuff. I don't really imagine that a game about a guy with a sword is going to have as many cutscenes, you know, if it's just going to be riding all the time with a sword. But all the controls are mapped down, right? We can understand that probably all the physics and stuff are laid down. Maybe they just have to make up more random levels, which I've always thought that must be an incredibly boring job to design levels in games that are just, okay, we need another building here, we need another rusted car here, you know, we need more cement blocks here, all that kind of stuff, and more ducts to crawl through and all that kind of stuff. But we've really seen a lot of different areas of the game. It's like with Metal Gear Solid 4, we saw the Gecko years before it came out. And yeah, they did turn out to be pretty much the main bosses as well as the PMC guys. Mm. We've seen the equivalent of that in Rising, right? Mm. Those guys with the giant gun arm and everything. It's not like they're going to invent a million different types of bosses that they have to design and stuff now. So I guess it's just, you know, the story must be done by now, surely, before they start the damn thing. It's not like, well, from Metal Gear Solid 4 and that, you know, nanomachines and everything, maybe they are just making it up as they go along. Who knows? But surely it must just be a matter of making levels and stuff, and I don't see what could be taking so long when even just a playable demo of the tech demo that we saw, that would be great. Anything, really.
That's the thing. I mean, I started the year off being very enthusiastic about Metal Gear. 2010, I started it off, you know, being like, oh, this is a great time, everything looks so good. And I'm ending the year on a completely different note. This is definitely the end of my Metal Gear, or at least this first chapter in Metal Gear. I think this is the beginning of Madden Metal Gear, where we're going to get to Metal Gear every single year, Metal Gear game every single year. And I said this to Calvin earlier in the show, Jordan. I think the reason they pushed it back was they want to have a Metal Gear game every year. And, well, one of the reasons is because obviously they weren't done and Microsoft was pushing them to show something at 2009 E3 so they could have a strong showing. But another reason is they want to have a Metal Gear every year and they don't want clashes of Metal Gear, even though that sounds stupid.
But they've announced, they've confirmed that next year we're going to get the 3DS re-release for MGS3. Oh. So for 2012, they want to have Rising. So it kind of, you know, it all makes sense. But, you know, I mean, what happened to just, like, Peace Walker? It's, again, it's what, where will Metal Gear go now? They've killed off Snake, who is Metal Gear. You know, he is the Samus to Metroid. You know, he is the Link to Zelda. And they killed him off. And now, I don't know for how long they're going to be dabbling around in prequels that dilute the story further, spin-offs with other characters, constant remakes, rehash, re-releases, re-envisionings of unnecessary things. I mean, I get trying to introduce a new audience, but, you know, a re-release of MGS3, a game that's set right in the middle of the franchise, really isn't the best idea. I believe, Calvin, you want to say something?
No, Jordan can go first.
Jordan, I'm sorry. First.
Yeah, well, the bloody releases and stuff. I mean, Peace Walker, I mean, remember that was Metal Gear Solid 5. Well, I don't really think that you could ever call that Metal Gear Solid 5. Do you guys think
I think that was just a marketing move by Kojima, just to make you buy it.
Do you think so, Calvin? Do you think it's Metal Gear Solid 5 deserves that name, though?
No, I don't think it deserves the name.
The story, everything, the PSP, I mean, the PSP is where games go to die, basically. I hate that thing. You know, every time I see one in the stores, I just want to, like, scream and start, like, smashing it with a hammer. I'd bring to every store, especially for, you know, my PSP smasher.
I'm like the iPad, where games live. No, I'm not joking. I'm holding it right now.
But, I mean, I hate that PSP, and it's just, it's a symbol of everything that's wrong with Sony, I think, really. The PSP, you know, it's like all the proprietary formats, the UMDs and memory sticks and everything. And then they get rid of that, so with the PSP Ghost, none of the games you own will ever work on the damn thing, and they basically, oh, we're going to give you, like, vouchers so you can re-download the games you bought, like, 2 years ago.
It's failed.
And it's just a terrible thing, and it's everything that's wrong with Sony. It's nowhere near what the iPod Touch or any kind of, like, Android smartphones are at. And it's just a waste of Metal Gear Solid games. I'd rather they didn't bring out Metal Gear Solid games for it, and that's something weird to say for a big fan of Metal Gear Solid, you know, but it just ruins them every time, I think. And the idea of a Snake Eater remake, I mean, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I always thought it'd be cool to have Metal Gear Solid 1 on my PSP, you know, because I'd really like to just play the game again and again, but then I realized
you can't play it
properly. I'm not interested in it. I don't want to be carrying around this bloody PSP with me all the time just to play a game I first saw in, like, 99 or so. When I was a little kid and scared of all the lonely and scary and cold stuff in it.
Nothing's changed. You know? But
actually, I do have the videos of it, and I do watch them quite often on my iPhone and stuff at work. You know, just like, oh man, we got, like, blown up in the hind. Woo! He got his ass told there.
Damn! What? What was that? Were you just like, Martin Lawrence from Big Mama's House? Woo! Look, we got blown up, baby!
Yeah. I'm not enjoying all these kind of what we've called before cash grab kind of things. And you could say Rising's in that kind of vein. I don't exactly think so. I think Raiden is a very cool character.
Oh, yeah.
Out of any game, he's a cool character, and I think he deserves a game of his own. I think he really is interesting and worthy of a character. But I just don't know. I don't know if I'd prefer that we knew basically nothing about these games rather than getting hyped about them. Although, in that case, then we'd be complaining that we haven't heard anything from them. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4 killed me when we saw it. It seemed to be just years we saw what looked like a finished game then, of all the early stages of the Octo camo and blending in with the statues and the dick drops off and all that.
Mm.
They had time to put all that stuff in, but then it was years before we got the full game, and it's just annoying when you watch it on YouTube again and again and again and again, and you think, man, I want to play this.
Definitely.
So, Calvin, what do you want to say?
Calvin, sorry, I have to. I'll forget this if I don't say it any longer. Jordan, you were saying like PSP and iPhone and stuff, and I was talking about this to Ant. It's funny how, you know, with anything really, but especially the tech industry, someone will come up with something very original, and then everyone will piggyback off that idea and over saturate that particular idea to the point where it starts being everywhere. So, for example, Nintendo came up with the Wii, and now Kinect and Move, and everyone's going touch and, you know, controllers, and you know, serious developers see that this is, you know, a fad. It's not going to last for too long, but, you know, everyone just seems to be jumping on the wagon. And as you were saying with the iPhone, you know, Apple were the first people to introduce a fully working marketplace where you could easily download apps. I mean, Xbox 360 had that, but it wasn't a mobile kind of thing. Apple were the first ones to make, you know, you could just be in the airport and you see an advert for something, and then you just quickly download the app through 3G. So they're the first people to have an app store that was good and manageable. And now, and then after that, everyone saw it and they were like, yeah, that's how you do it. But what people forget is once that one great idea is created, it gets a user base. And, you know, Apple has the app store following, and then PSP tried to get that, and Nintendo had their little app store, and Android's got their
store. Don't forget Nokia and the Ovi store.
Yeah, everyone's got their store, but what they forget is they're just carbon copies of it. You know, they need to have something new to distinguish themselves from it. And I think that was PSP's biggest downfall. It wanted to be the iPhone, but it didn't go about that. You know, if it wanted to be the iPhone, it should have just been a new console from the ground up. But it just wasn't. It was just a half-assed attempt, and obviously everyone sees now that the PSP Go has failed. Even developers stopped supporting it, you know. Square Enix is releasing the new Kingdom Hearts only on UMD, as opposed to, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's... I'm sorry to interrupt you, Calvin, before you even started. I was going to forget that. Go on.
Once again, I'll refer to Jordan.
Yeah, you know, just the PSP, I just hate that thing. And I remember, when did it come out, guys? Like 2006? 2004. Is it really that old?
I think it was 2004. Okay. Let me just quickly look up. I'll
keep talking anyway. Yeah. But I remember when it came out and like everyone was, all the reviews. I remember when I used to buy like computer and video gaming magazines. Remember those days before like the, before the internet and blogs?
In Japan, Jesus, it was December 12, 2004. So nearly, it came out in 2005 everywhere else. But Japan had a 2004. Okay.
Yeah, and I remember it came out, it had an awesome screen and everything. It was like a bright and it was a high quality screen at the time, and everyone was so excited about it. Oh man, we get to buy all the DVDs we own again in UMD format, and we get to carry these little bloody little plastic things that rattle around in our pocket all day. And it was cool when it came out, you know, 2005, let's say. And now, in 2010, it's just an embarrassment. I mean, it's like the dog dragging its ass across the ground, you know, when it needs a scratch. It's just a terrible, terrible thing. And it's impossible to imagine...
Your hatred for the PSP is unrivaled.
It's impossible to imagine a decent game on that thing. We mentioned sort of, you're talking about gimmicks and stuff, and maybe you could say many iPhone or iOS games and Android games are gimmicks. I don't think so. I look at Space Minor Blast, which is a new one that's just came out, and it's basically 720 graphics on the Retina 4, you know, the Retina display on the new iPods and iPhones. And if you put any of these kind of games next to a PSP, even the PSP Go, I mean, the screen itself is just shit. Controls, you know, everything's better in a million ways, and the PSP needs to die.
I'm sorry, I always bring everything back to Star Wars, but your hatred for the PSP can only be compared to end of episode 3, where Anakin is lying on the lava and his limbs have just been chopped off by Obi-Wan, and he's getting caught on fire and he's screaming at Obi-Wan, "I hate you," and his eyes are turning red from the hatred, and he's burning because he pretty much killed him and took his life away.
Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, Jordan, if we want to bring it into Star Wars, we could say, you know, like, oh, you don't have to buy all the remakes for the PSP, you know. Yeah, I think in a lot of ways all the crappy remakes have made me not like Metal Gear Solid as much as I did before when I think of that bloody Portable Ops, you know, the game that's so important where the main boss doesn't have any, even have his own Wikipedia article. I mean,
I think it's time for you to finally talk. You've been redirecting us long enough.
No, Jordan can continue. I just have to say something at this point. I mentioned that during the box cast. I knew that you would bring that up eventually again. I said to Matt...
Boxcast. Well, thanks, Calvin. You know, I think one of us should just go on Wikipedia and make a new article for him. You know, it's like throwing a dollar to the homeless guy. Come on, let's give the guy a friggin' Wikipedia article. But it's just... all these games, it's, you know... what's it called again? Metal Gear Solid 3D or whatever?
Metal Gear Solid 3...
D?
I don't know.
Yes. I get confused with the bloody name of the damn thing. I'm sure people listening are like screaming it at their iPhone or iPod or whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Except
yeah.
Javier, but we love you, Javier. Go on.
So, you know, I do think it's a bit like the remakes you could say for Star Wars. We need to wrap that up, and you could say you don't have to play them, but I have played them, and I had to play them. I felt like I had to play them, and it makes you not enjoy the originals so much when you see the way where they're going. I mean, I don't want to have, as you say, Andrew, the Madden kind of thing, you know, Metal Gear Solid 2011, Metal Gear Solid 2012. This time Snake, you know, somehow we always catch Snake just in the 5 months before he's dying naturally, and it's just, oh, Snake, we need you to go and stop another nuclear bomb, you know. He's like, but I'm sorry. I look about 80 this time, Jordan, I'm in a wheelchair, you know.
Jordan, I would love if it actually was Metal Gear Solid Madden 20 minutes, like, they're actually playing American football, and they do that thing that where they do in Madden where the athletes, they try to look like the real athletes, but their faces aren't quite right, so they kind of look like they've got plastic faces, and then they're staring into your soul. And
but they'll make it like Dragon Ball Z or something, where like just before he dies, he get turned into like a little boy again or something. It'll be like, oh, I'm Solid Snake, I'm like 5 years old, you know. And you have to like stop the bullies from like putting off a stink bomb or something at the school, you know. It's not interesting.
Calvin.
Yeah, at long last. I'm going to start backtracking, because as you were talking, I came up with a number of points. First of all, you were saying about how the PSP Go is essentially dead, and developers are specifically developing...
Kevin, remember, and everyone listening, if I ever become a person of stature, or work for Sony... Or work for Sony. I did not say any. I did not say I wanted to be a PSP.
Didn't hear that. It was Jordan doing an impression.
Yeah.
Anyway, the developers are specifically developing for UMD. I happened to be in some shop a couple of days ago. I can't remember what it was now, but I was having a quick browse through the games, and you know what I saw? FIFA 11 for the PS2. It's amazing the way some consoles can die, but some just won't.
Some just won't. The PS2 is like liquid. It just keeps coming back.
Also, you're saying about Peace Walker can't really be counted as a main game. It shouldn't really be 5. I have to agree with that, because admittedly, there are a number of things I didn't like. The story I just didn't think had, you know, it wasn't quite as gripping as the other ones. Just some of the gameplay things, the characters and all that. But probably one of the most annoying things for me was the fact that it never ended. You know, there was no actual end of the game, and then you started again.
No.
Which is, you know, which has completely put me off playing it again. Because I don't want to play it again, have to get all the guns and build up another base. But if it had been a thing where, like in Portable Ops, you got to keep all your guns and all that for the next save file, you know, but you just play through the story again, I would have much more enjoyed that. And finally, last point, and then we'll move on or close up or whatever. A question. Do we think that Metal Gear has reached the end of its lifespan? Do we think that there's no real point continuing it anymore? Of course they will. But do either of you think we should just, you know, we should just kill it off now, just stop making any more? Rising should be the last one, just before it goes any further downhill.
It's... Jordan, may I take this one, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Going back to what you were saying in your second point, see, this is great. You know, Calvin, you were biting for time, and then you came up with something extremely worthwhile, unlike me.
And me.
As you were saying, for what was your second point again? Hold on.
My second point was the fact that Peace Walker didn't actually end. Yeah.
Thing is, when it first came out and we were looking forward to it so much and we spent the bloody money on it, we were like, it was one of those kind of denial things, and a lot of the people liked it and the controls. It was one of those denial things you kind of told yourself, oh God, Metal Gear, David Hayter is back for the voiceover, Christoph Randolph's back, you know, it's real Metal Gear, because, you know, you spend a bunch of dough on it, quite frankly, and you would like to get something back out of it. But now, looking back at it now, I think the three of us realized that, it's not Metal Gear. It's impossible to play again, because it's, you know, Metal Gear, one of the main things about Metal Gear is the replay value was always one of those things where you can go back, you can start a new game, or you can go back with a bandana, you can go back with the infinite ammo, go back and get more dog tags, see things unfold in different ways. Peace Walker is impossible to do that, because once you complete it, you can just, unless you go into the PSP, go into the game settings and erase your save, then you'll be able to play it from the beginning. But then, you know, it's impossible to replay again. It's one of those things. And the endings were, quite frankly, the whole story was unnecessary. I was so disappointed with the story because, you know, oh, the boss is kind of back, and oh, it's another nuclear threat, and oh, it's ending, but it's not really ending because you've been back. It's kind of like, do you know what it was? To me, I mean, Mr. Kojima's an amazing guy. You know, he made my favorite games of all times, but MGS Peace Walker was like some guy trying to be Kojima. It's like one of the fans trying to do Kojima's thing, because I don't know if his heart was really into it, because it was kind of like, well, this is meant... No, it was kind of like the guys who made Pokemon or something trying to be Kojima, but still trying to keep it Pokemon. It's really hard to explain, but he's there, and like, okay, well, yeah, we'll do Metal Gear, but we've got to bring it new age, new decade, you know. None of this, you know, one-man mission anymore. You know, we've got to put in levels and team bases and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you're taking away what was great about Metal Gear. You're basically, you're taking the really good elements and just taking them away. And that reflected on the story. It was like a half-assed attempt at a Metal Gear game. It's like nuclear weapons, big robots. And especially at the very end, the whole, you know, every Metal Gear game has a great kind of plot twist, backstab. And the very ending of Peace Walker, I'm going to just say it now, because if you haven't completed it yet, then I'm sorry, but whatever. Very ending of Peace Walker, the very, very, very last ending is Paz backstabs you. She's an agent of the Patriots. She steals your Metal Gear and you have to battle her. It's kind of like a someone trying to be a Kojima game. It's kind of like a spoof on it. It's like, oh, everyone backstabs you. Oh, and then in the very, very end, in the very last tape, Kaz is actually working with whoever the hell it is, Ocelot, I think, you know. So that was the thing with MGS Peace Walker. And Kevin, what was your third point?
My third point was about, should we just let MGS die, you know, because they're just going.
That's the thing, as I said, and I always say this about Star Wars as well, they can never undo what they did. And I've been experiencing that now as I've been playing the games with Hannah. They can never undo MGS 1. MGS 1 will always be amazing. And I've just experienced how amazing the game is when you play through the eyes of... I'd actually recommend that to everyone. Younger, older brothers, siblings, friends, relatives, anyone, partners, get them to sit down and get them to play Metal Gear and just make sure they enjoy it, because if they don't, you won't. And you'll be able to see it through the eyes of yourself when you played it for the first time. How amazing exactly. It is. So playing for MGS1 and now playing for MGS2, you remember how amazing those games are, and that's, no one can take that away. And it's the same thing for people who complain about the first, you know, original Star Wars. No one can undo what's already been done. We can just choose to not embrace the new Metal Gear if we don't enjoy it anymore. You know, we can just choose to not do that. And I was talking to Javier about that, you know, last show. Twin Snakes, some people didn't like that. You know, well, just go back and play MGS1 for the PS1. You know, there's nothing, you know, you can't, that's the main thing in life. You can't undo. Even if Kojima goes, opens up the very, very original files for MGS1, and in the very end of MGS1, Liquid wins. He kills Snake. There are still thousands and millions of MGS1 discs that are in production, and he won't be able to burn all of them. So there will be new Metal Gear. I don't think that it's necessary, but it's business after all. And as fans, we can just choose whether we want to continue going down the Metal Gear road, or if we want to just stop, build that house, and say thank you very much for all the years of great games and great fun and all the great people I met because of it. But I'm just going to stand here and enjoy these games and choose not to play them. So I think that's what we're going to do. And before I let Jordan speak, because I know he's been waiting, was that a satisfactory answer, Calvin? Do you have anything else to say back about that?
Yeah, that was satisfying. that was good. Thank you, Andy.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Jordan, unleash yourself.
Well, that bloody PSP, what a load of crap that thing. Okay. Yeah, I have to say about Peace Walker, the story was awful, right? I mean, we've all reviewed Peace Walker before, but I liked the idea of the team building and things, although it felt forced on both those PSP games, and maybe it's the curse of the PSP, right? I mean, I remember Portable Ops, it's like, Snake, you know, I don't know how we can work together. I don't know how if you can lead an army and stuff. And it's like, hey, guys, let's shoot the rocket as it takes off. Okay, boss. And then they do it. And it's like, wow, Snake, you can lead men, you know. You're a leader, Snake. It's always felt that way, that kind of forced way, you know, that why wouldn't he be able to tell other soldiers what to do? I mean, and they'd at least respect him to some, you know, degree. And I enjoyed the idea of the base and everything. The bit I always had was that it was just, you know, all through menus and stuff. I would have preferred if you could have walked around it. And I don't mean that bloody training weapon bit, and because that was crap. I think perhaps the best way for if they want to take the series that way would be if they actually made a new series, although I also don't know how they'd do that. I mean, they shouldn't drag Metal Gear Solid out into every new thing. I mean, Metal Gear Solid, it shouldn't be like a, you know, a sports game. It shouldn't be Metal Gear Solid with, like, characters playing basketball, right? That's not what the game is. It's not really a team player game. It's a long story single player game. I would like it to have more co-op elements, and I don't know how they could ever do that with the same characters. Maybe they are going to do that. I do like the idea of co-op, because I do think fundamentally the thing that maybe a lot of people don't think about when they're playing Metal Gear Solid is how it really is a team kind of thing. When you think about Snake and Ocelot, you know, they're like basically right there with each other all the time, especially in Metal Gear Solid 1. Without each other, they'd both be screwed. I mean, Snake's, you know, apparently a genius, but he can't hack into, you know, all the doors and the card keys and all that crap. And Otacon does it almost instantly. He built the place, really. He made Rex himself, really. And so they need each other. I always... Well, who else designed it then? No name Metal Gear developer that we see in the game. We don't see anyone else. I mean, there's other computers around him in the computer lab, but we don't really see any... Granlin, he wasn't on Rex, but...
No, I'm sorry, no, I'm just thinking, but that's the point of, you know, the games go back and retcon everything in MGS3, exactly. Shows him the photos and blah, 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 but
yeah. I quite like the idea of one man basically inventing it all, and I hated, like, Yui and all that, like, sort of forcing it into things. I'd rather think that he was just, you know, that was one man that basically came up with the idea that invented it, and that kind of does happen in real life, I suppose, but it is a fantastic story. And I have always thought of the games as being like a duo and things, and you've always had support through the codec, but I quite like the idea of having other characters in the game that actually are alive and moving and helping you. And the idea of the team base and things, sure, I just don't know how that could ever go. And to bring it on to topic about how future games and time to end, I think I'll always have to buy another game, just like I always had to buy that bloody PSP that sort of ruined my life. But everything in my life's to blame with the PSP.
Why do you feel?
Well, just because I'm so interested in all the characters and stuff, and I think so. It's just a matter of being interested in it for so long. I've enjoyed this game since I was about 12. I'm 23 now. I don't know if I could ever just say, like, you know. I suppose it's one of those things, if you have a favorite band, and then when they die and they start abusing their songs for everything, it's like I'm expecting to see Michael Jackson, you know, pimping out Pepsi or something. Yeah. He'll be out there selling, like, Burger King burgers and stuff. It's like, ugh, you know.
Burger time. No, sorry.
Burger time, it's right now. Da 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 da. Go to Burger King.
Pepsi is your way.
Yeah.
Your Pepsi generation.
That's an awesome commercial, though. No one can deny that.
I love the way the brothers are just, like, shoehorned in there.
Yeah, like, they don't do shit, though, do they? You know.
But I'm sorry. this is the
Michael Jackson cast. It's coming soon, guys. I think.
No, I've been trying to get Jordan to do it. I love that there's so much more news to talk about Michael Jackson now that he's dead than in the 9 years before his death. But Jordan, I mean, the thing is, I understand you make a very, very valid point about the fact that you have to keep on buying the games because they're characters you're interested in. But I think at some point, we and the fans will stop being interested in those characters because they will no longer be the characters that we were originally invested in, if that makes sense. So they'll keep on retconning things and they'll keep on changing things until the point at which the characters won't be relatable anymore, and they'll rewrite their history so much that it would just be a completely different franchise. So the thing is, I mean, I mean, you'll buy Rising, I think that's for sure, but will you buy Rising 2? And if the games keep on being poor and poor and poor, do you really think you'll be interested in buying the games, Jordan?
Yeah, well, I think all these, like we call them cash grabs and things, I think generally they have all been very poor, really, portable ops and especially like the Plus versions and all that, and Metal Gear Online, I think that was a failure from the beginning. I suppose if we want to wrap it up with like Michael Jackson, it's like how when he was black, I mean, he was the greatest performer of all time, you could say. I mean, sure, some people might say Elvis and things.
White people can't write good music?
Yeah, like they can't jump too. or play basketball or dance or, you know, stupid white people. I think you could say that it's a bit like when someone's career or a game series drags on, it's like Black Michael Jackson, you know, that's up to about what, Metal Gear Solid 3? I think it'll be pushing it to include Metal Gear Solid 4 as part of the Golden Age. Yeah. And from then on, it's like when they get vitiligo and they start going crazy, accused of molesting children. That's Otacon right there. I can just see him in the trench coat kind of scientist guy.
So are you trying to make the analogy? So like MGS1 is Off the Wall and MGS2 is
I'm just saying
Thriller.
In general, you know, it's like we can say with that. Michael Jackson, he was incredibly popular. He was like the greatest of all time, you could say. I mean, you know, people can argue who they like personally better, but undeniably great. Everyone talked about it. Everyone liked it. Everyone bought it. And then when they drag on and changes and more weird things and it puts you off, and it kind of puts you off the main games or the main person, the main albums in their career.
No, but I think
it became uncool to like Michael Jackson, for example, it might make it uncool to like Metal Gear Solid, you could argue.
Just like it's uncool to like Star Wars, yeah. But I mean, I think you can actually relate Metal Gear games to Michael Jackson albums, you know. Off the Wall is MGS1, Thriller is MGS2.
Michael Cass coming soon.
Yeah, Bad is MGS3. You know, Bad was still very good, but it was, you know, changing, and he was changing. He was becoming more white.
I still think it was top notch. Calvin,
late.
Are you a giant Michael Jackson fan?
not so much.
Are you just wishing that we were talking about, you know, the box cast still?
Oh, I'm longing for the days of the box.
Where are you? Then Dangerous was MGS4, you know, Dangerous is still...
Oh, come on. Yeah, I disagree with that. I think all of them are about equal, really.
I'm talking general. I like Dangerous more than I like
Bad.
Bad and stuff. But I think I'm talking from, like, the general consensus of what the pop culture sees them as. So, you know, Dangerous was still big, but, you know, people are saying that, you know, he's not as good anymore. So that's like MGS4.
He's weirder, he's a child molester.
History,
yeah.
He's Peace Walker, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And Invincible. Invincible
What's
is going to be Rising or 3DS, I don't know. And then we're going to get Michael in December of 2010, and that's going to be like Rising.
Hey, I like Rising.
So my
general point was that you can love someone or a game series or and what they do, and if they drag out and weird stuff happens and it can basically kill the career of someone, like being accused of child molestation, which he was innocent, but it's still on people's minds, and that can kill the whole series or whole careers, you could say, quite easily. And I do think that you can say that there's like a golden age, like Black Michael Jackson. Then there's like all the spin-offs and the cash grabs and the White Michael Jackson kind of phase, where it actually impacts the main series.
It's good. Did you see the Bad Pepsi commercial where he rewrote the lyrics to Bad?
Yeah, we should say that for the Michael Jackson cast, though.
I'm sorry, I can't believe it. It was literally, I'm bad, and Pepsi's good. It's good. Calvin, you had one last point, sir.
Yeah, one final point. It's basically just, I think that from, let's say, 1995 till the first few days of 2011 is the golden age, to say what Jordan said before. We had the greatest games with brilliant movies, and you know, Metal Gear was in its prime with 2, 3, 4, but now it's all just crashing down. There's Rising, just which we know is not going to be as good as the other ones, to bring in someone else that Andy's a big fan of, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Ends his term as the governor of California
I can't believe
on the 3rd of January.
And it's just, maybe he'll finally go back to acting. Maybe he'll finally go back to acting. Maybe we'll see him return as Mr. Freeze in
And now the podcast may very well have to change if the support drops off. This is basically what it is. It is the end of an era. Things are changing, and from the looks of it, not for the better. We can only hope.
We just have to. Do you think it's just time to detonate our micro bombs?
I think it is. It's just time to end. Pray for 2012. Hope that the Aztecs were right. Let it end. Maybe that's a bit too depressing. But yeah, it just seems like everything's kind of going downhill from here on in. We can but hope that Rising is brilliant. We can but hope that Schwarzenegger goes back into acting. Oh, I hope that too.
Yes, Jingle All the Way too. Jingle All the Way
too. That's a great movie.
And we we can but hope that somehow accidentally a PatriotCast episode is broadcast to everybody in the US, thereby converting them into staunch supporters of this podcast, raising the ratings and having co-hosts.
Who go from door to door smashing copies of every game after Metal Gear Solid 4, right? You know, indeed. It did not happen. Nothing happened.
But we can but hope. And I think maybe this is the end now of the podcast.
It does really feel like that, Calvin. It's what you were saying. It's just the three of us just sitting here, and
have we become like a death cult or something? It's like, okay, guys, now we're all in our drink robes and we're all drink like the praise the leader. We've all praised the leader. Let's drink the Kool-Aid, you know.
Yeah. I think what this is. I'd like to just quickly have an open discussion with you guys. That probably I shouldn't record, but I'll just I want this to be a community show. So I want the fans to hear. I almost want to, and I've been thinking about this. I mean, Metal Gear isn't going, and if you look back at what we're doing now, what I'm doing now and back at uni is I'm playing old games, you know, with my friends. And if we look at the Patriot Cast, the Sons of the Patriot Cast, the two episodes that came out, you know, last one you guys talked about all the great bosses in old Metal Gear. I almost want to have the podcast as maybe a retro nostalgia Metal Gear podcast. In terms of, I find that the best discussions and the best episodes we have are those about old bosses, old characters, debates,
old memories of how cold and scary it was.
Exactly, playing old games. And for me, I realized this. I started this podcast because I was playing MGS 2 and 1, and I love those games so much. And MGS 3 and 4, but 2 and 1 really are my, you know, and they define my childhood, and I just wanted to share those memories with someone, and that was the main reason why I started the podcast. And now it's, you know, we've tried to keep, you know, Peace Walker has taught us a lot of things, and we covered that greatly. It taught us a lot of things that we tried to like it, but we didn't as much as there wasn't one point in me playing.
Well,
there wasn't one point of time when I played Peace Walker that I felt the same feelings as I did playing MGS 1 or 2 or 3.
And it's the PSP's fault, to be honest.
Yeah, it's PSP crap. I'd be so screwed if one day I worked for Sony. I'm thinking that, I don't know, what do you guys think? We will eventually run out of things to talk about, but it seems like everyone has a lot more fun, at least we do, when we talk about classic Metal Gear, the Metal Gear that we love. I'm just throwing this down on the table. What do you guys think about this? Who wants to be the first one to speak?
Sure, I'll go first, if you want. I have to completely agree. It was far more fun. I distinctly remember the first episode I was on. Donnie first appeared as well. I had a huge amount of fun, and I've always enjoyed the podcast ever since. But, you know, I think the main turning point was whenever Peace Walker came out and we had, you know, the huge long run after that, after all the Peace Walker discussion, nothing, you know, seemed to happen after that. It just all went off course. I have to completely agree. I think we should start doing the character analysis episodes and the What else was there? The Easter eggs? You never finished the Easter egg series?
Because we've got Term GS4, and that has like as many Easter eggs in one stage as all three games put together before it.
But and you can also say with those kind of Easter egg things, they're kind of an example of it kind of dragging on when you think of like Metal Gear Solid 1 having ghosts in it. I mean, I can't believe they would do that. It was so cool, right? It was like a rumored thing before the internet as well.
Yeah.
That basically no one would ever see them. And then what did Metal Gear Solid 2 have? All the shaving, you know, instead of a bandana and stuff, you had wigs, you know, the brown wig and all that, the ones that no one ever got for, like, infinite grip, oxygen and all that stuff. Yeah, sunglasses. And then what, like, Metal Gear Solid 4 Easter eggs, you know, the Darth Vader mask in one of the cutscenes, you know, it's kind of gone downhill as well, and they feel that, oh, we have to do this, rather than being original, like an original inspiration. Someone's just like, hey guys, we should do this, throw it in as an Easter egg, rather than having to force it.
But what do you think overall about the show and taking, you know,
being... Yeah, I do think it is time, you know, we've got the robes on and it's time to take the cyanide pill, I think.
I think Jordan's just like, guys, I just don't want to be on the show anymore, this is so dull. How many more times...
No, I'm enjoying the box cast.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. No, but I mean, I think, like, the best shows we had was talking, like, will it blend? I still laugh every time I was playing it back to Hannah and she started rolling around in my room on the floor. I'm not joking. It was and Anthony as well.
I'm glad Donnie and Javier aren't here.
Yes, yes. Well, anyway.
Put on some Barry White.
Sorry. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think we realized that, and I think, again, fans, if the show still has any fans, show fans, seriously, if you are just that's all I'm asking, just contact us, Twitter. There is like five different mediums you can contact us in. Twitter.com/MGSpod, MGSPOD, one word. There is the PatriotCast forum, you know, patriotcast.proboards.com. There is the email address, agmblyth@gmail.com. It's all going to be in the description. All those things, just contact us and just say that you're still listening and what you would like to hear, because this is all done for the fans.
And come on, I mean, it would be cool if we all came on too.
Yeah.
Like more people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love having the fun episodes where there's like six of us, you know, we're just talking and that kind of stuff, even though the intimate episodes are really good as well. So, but yeah, I'm seriously contemplating just calling this the Nostalgia Patriot Cast or something. I don't know, but... That's the thing. I mean, if you have a look at the album artwork, it's MGS2. You know, it's not Peace Walker, and technically it should be because it's the newest game. You know, you've got to represent the trend. Oh
God, can you imagine that?
and all of that kind of stuff.
No, but like, imagine if we start off with like Hot Eva, and it's all like, "What's that, Sonny Jim? Look at my cleavage." And Eva, you know, for like the hot girl.
What
what old people do, you know. At least old people in New Zealand, they all start clicking, you know.
Wow, you've got some screwed up old people, Jordan. no, but I think that's it. I mean, we will definitely continue playing through the MGS games, and you know, back when I get back to uni tomorrow, and hopefully the guys will continue Sons of the Patriot Cast. But that's the thing, we will only continue them as long as people listen. When people stop listening, we will stop talking. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be very soon if people don't, you know, start to show up. But yeah, apart from that, that's the state of the Patriot Cast right now. Jordan, I believe you... What is this thing that you've been going around...
Well, just as we end, you know, I mean, we can still be upbeat about things, and I got rumour of a really cool spin-off game that's coming out soon. Although, you know, let's face it, it's on the PSP, so it's going to suck, right? But it's definitely going to be better than Portal Bops, I'm sure. So I found the video for that, like the trailer. For some reason, it seems to be like footage of Metal Gear Solid 4 at the start, for the first bit of it. I think it's like maybe a retro kind of going back there kind of level. And you can find the trailer at bit.ly, you know, bit.ly I call it, bit.ly/Metal Gear Rooster, bit.ly/Metal Gear Rooster. And it looks like a really cool and interesting boss, certainly better than those shitty geckos and the dwarf geckos and everything. And yeah, it looks really exciting, guys. I can't wait till we, you know, review it and we can all play it ourselves. I've got my pre-order in.
I believe one movie scene comes to mind when Jordan is talking about this, and let me just play what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I don't have the program with me.
What was that?
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Admiral Akbar, Return of the Jedi. Jordan, can we be serious for a second? I still don't get what are you doing? Is this some kind of a vegan promotion you're trying to do, or is this?
No. It's just a cool video. Okay, like I still you know, like looking. Looking at a Metal Gear Ray, it's like the first time I saw a Metal Gear Ray. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking rooster, you know? So, like, Kojima's just, like, you know, chilling over there in Japan. He sees, like, a rooster. It's like, dude, I'm going to make, like, a giant robot rooster that makes, like, screeching noises. And so I just saw that the two looked similar. And so I kind of discovered online, somewhere on YouTube, a trailer for a new Metal Gear Solid villain, boss guy, you know, Metal Gear Rooster. And they definitely look the same and sound the same.
I seriously thought this was some kind of vegan thing you were doing for Metal Gear, because Well, listeners, check that out. Maybe it'll be as mind-boggling.
It's definitely going to be better than Portabots. We all agree, although, you know, it does look like a PSP game. bit.ly/Metal Gear Rooster.
Yes. Calvin, any last thoughts? Would you like to end the show?
Yes, I shall. King must turn in. From rising to boxes, to back to rising.
You know, I think I'll probably cut out the boxes part. We talked enough as it is.
Yeah, that's probably fair enough. But reference it anyway.
Okay.
People will just say it.
Yeah.
So from rising to boxes, to back to rising, to the horrible state of the Patriot cast, to the depressing outlook of the rest of the year and beyond, and then finally onto Roosters. This has been one interesting podcast, but all good things and bad things, I suppose, must come to an end. So,
like the PST.
This is it. This isn't like permanently it, just to
this
make sure
it.
To be
this
confused.
Is it.
But shush, this is not Michael Jackson time anymore. This is Calvin time. but anyway,
ow! Calvin time.
This is it for another episode of the PatriotCast. Follow us on Twitter at Andy.
Twitter.com/MGSpod.
And on Facebook at?
There isn't one. Just type in the Patriot Cast in Facebook.
Okay. And follow our forum, or join the forum at patriotcast.forwards.com. I'm getting tired. And this is it for another episode of the Patriot Cast. Are we done?